This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A cry heard across the nation. Let the kids have their snow days. CPR's Haley May tells us of a local girl who hopes her wish is answered.
It used to be that bad roads meant a snow day for all Colorado kids. But since COVID and the addition of e-learning, some students have lost the ability to revel in a morning of snowman making. Instead, they must switch on their laptops to learn. But a Colorado Springs sixth grader named Emily Beckham has set out to return the joy of snow to her classmates.
We are asking for this because we feel like kids should still be kids, even though they're like teenagers and stuff. Plus, it's really hard for like middle schoolers and high schoolers to look after their younger elementary kid siblings when they have to be online learning.
Her Change.org petition asks that the first six snow days of each year in Academy School District 20 be left the traditional way, with classes canceled instead of marked for online learning. Something she notes wouldn't even change the last day of school. Pretty reasonable, if you ask me. Haley May, CPR News.
Emily's goal is to reach 5,000 signatures. Read more about her campaign at CPR.org. A Denver jury awarded a $1 million verdict last week to a man experiencing homelessness who was allegedly assaulted by concierge at a luxury apartment building. Early Jackson was walking home from his construction job at the Salvation Army shelter in 2022 when temperatures were below freezing. He attempted to warm up in the lobby of the Quincy Apartments. According to a lawsuit, the building's concierge dragged him from the lobby and one employee pointed a gun at Jackson's head. The jury found Jackson suffered negligence, injuries, and damages at the hands of the concierge and the company that employed them, NFC Amenity Management. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.